This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The last hour of the Garden Club this week. We'll be back next week. Don't fret. We'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I said before the break, I do a little bit of research for Patty in regards to the ponytail palm. You know, there's a number of things that it could be. There's not a lot of pests that actually go to ponytail palms very often, to be honest. It's actually funny. One of the websites I was looking at, and I looked in a book. I wanted to look on some websites, and one of the websites said pests are normally overwatering or scales and spider mites. So, you know, they listed one of the pests as overwatering. So that could be part of the problem. They're saying maybe 1 to 2 weeks intervals of the watering instead of just like that heavy dose of the watering. So that could be part of it. The fertilizer during the season, you're doing every 2 to 4 weeks. Later in the off season, you can go to about 1 to 2 months. So at this point, we're considering it the off season, but I still want you to give it some fertilizer. I want you to fertilize it now, and then maybe about a month, month and a half from now. And you know, the watering every 1 to 2 weeks again. Sometimes they'll even go as long as 4 weeks before needing it. Really depends on the inside temperatures of the house. If it's next to a heating duct or something along those lines, it could just be drying out quickly. So those are just a couple of the things that you would need to take a look at to see if you can be successful with the ponytail palm. So the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Happy Veterans Day to all those who have served and are serving at this time. We appreciate everything that you've done and do for us. You guys will stand in the way of terror without an issue and go running towards it while the rest of us will run from it. So we do appreciate everything you've done for us. Nathan, we want to go right into the lines. We got anybody there waiting for some help?
There's lots of us.
Nice.
Ginny in Cape Cod is first.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I bought a few the Prince Tut grasses this year, and they're still very, very green, and I believe that they're annuals. Is there any way I can overwinter them? They still look pretty awesome.
And you could definitely try to bring them inside for that, just like any other annual. You might want to give it like a dormancy period eventually to allow it to have that time where it's resting. You could keep them in a cool area so that they're not getting, you know, too cold, but not too hot. Or if you really just want to keep them going, you could keep them in a nice sunny window to really push the growth and continue forward. It does, like, you know, it doesn't like to be too cold. So, you know, if you want to push it and continue the growth, keep it in a nice, sunny, warm place. If you're trying to give it a little bit of dormancy period, you can put it in a, you know, keep it in a sunny place, but allow it to just rest a little bit. Don't overwater it. Don't water it all the time. You know, cut back on any fertilizing that you've done, those types of things, and just kind of let it go a little bit. So that, you know, there's one of two ways of doing it, but if you want to continue to push it, you know, keep it in a nice, sunny, warm window. Keep the temperatures warm there, because they do, as an annual, like the heat more than they like any of the cold.
Now, if I allowed it to, like, die off, I have three, so, and this is my first year that I've had them, and I love them. And now I've seen them, like, get petrified and they get brown. If I left it outside to die, would that
happen? So it would, the cold will inevitably take over and kill the plant by doing that, kill all the foliage, anything along those lines, and slowly work its way into the soil. So that's, you know, that's why the heavy, heavy colds, and we're about to, well, at least where I am, I'm up on the northern part of the state, we're about to get some really cold temperatures for this week, 20s overnight. So it might be time to be bringing that in if you're looking to save it and continue that way, you know, for the winter. Really get it in there so it doesn't perish out there.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
All right, good luck with the plants.
Okay, great. Have a great day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all of your indoor plants, best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can visit Espoma Organic Liquid Plant Foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Excuse me, guys. I'm trying to stay away from the microphone when I'm coughing here, doing the best I can. It's been a long week. I was, like I said before, I've been traveling, and now it's those cold temperatures. They're starting to get everybody. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tina in Cape Cod.
Tina, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you very much. I have a question about a Japanese stewardia tree that I planted and then transplanted, and it did very well. So it's been in its spot for 2 years. But unfortunately, this summer on Cape Cod, we had very little rain, and I'm really pretty sure it just didn't get enough water this summer. It's not looking great. The leaves started to crinkle up and dry long before they should have. And I noticed, now the trees, I've probably had it in the ground for 5 years now, the bark is now starting to split and flake off, which I think is normal.
Yep.
I'm just concerned if there's something that I can do at this point in the growing season, which is not really actively growing, but something that I can do to give it a little boost for the winter.
So at this point on the Cape, I mean, you're a little bit, the temperatures are a little bit different on Cape Cod. You know, you just have that ocean effect there where it stays a little bit warmer than the rest of Massachusetts. So, you know, you have a little bit of time, but not, you know, a ton. The ground hasn't frozen yet. So what I would suggest doing is going out to the stewardia and on some of the branches, taking my fingernail and scratching the bark a little bit to see if there's green underneath it. I'm not talking about like the trunk right at the center. I'm talking about some of those outlying branches, okay?
Right.
If it's green underneath there, then it's still a viable plant. So what I'd like to see you do is actually give it a heavy, heavy watering. Okay, so you can use the hose if you haven't had the water turned off. Take a hose mm-hmm. and put it on a trickle for about a half hour, maybe a little bit yeah. more, and let the water just soak into the tree. It's going to give it one last soaking for the season to really help it overwinter. As far as fertilizer at this point, it might be a little bit too late. You could be putting some like tree tone down in it on the outskirts of the plant where the drip line is. But I'd definitely look for something early in the spring to be fertilizing it. Again, with like that tree tone from Espoma. It's a great product to be using. You put that on the drip line. So however wide the tree is, That's you go straight down, and that's where you would fertilize it. You don't want to fertilize it right next to the trunk. You want to go out to those feeder roots so that it'll really try to absorb it. Could also use, that has the mycorrhizae in it that will help beneficially attack the root system. So I think that would help benefit you in the spring. But at this point, I think the only thing you really can do is give it that heavy watering.
Another little question I have on it is there's a few branches that are growing very close to the soil that gives it more of a bush versus a tree look. I'd love to prune it. I haven't dared to prune it. What do you recommend about pruning them?
You can definitely prune it, Tina. If you want to hang tight, we're about to go to break. I'll give you more information on the other side of the break.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tina in regards to a Sowardia tree that she has. So the couple things you can be doing in the spring would be using a acidic-type fertilizer in the holly tone. They do enjoy a little bit of the acidity in the soil, so that will definitely help you. In regards to the pruning for the shrub, it's starting to grow some of the branches out from the bottom coming from the soil. You can definitely get rid of those at this time. I'd almost consider them more of like a sucker growth versus actual anything beneficial for the tree. If you're looking for this tree to be up and bigger, low down like that's really just going to take away from where you're looking. You'll be able to take a look at the tree and see if that, how those are growing. Do they seem to be coming out of the tree, or are they coming right out of the soil, Tina?
These are little branches just at the very beginning of the tree that have been growing on the tree. These are not suckers. They're growing from the soil.
All right, if they're growing right from the tree on the lower parts and you want to try to keep it as a tree, it definitely would be fine to be taking those out at this point and cutting them right flush to the trunk itself.
So I can do that now in the fall?
You could definitely do that now. You're trying to get rid of... Because what it's doing is the plant's trying to keep all of the plant alive, obviously, for the entire winter. And what's happening is that these little areas that are not really beneficial, low, because you want them high, getting rid of those now is going to help be more beneficial and put some of that energy into the other areas of the plant itself.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay.
I've been very hesitant to trim it. One quick question. I would love to plant a very aggressive climbing rose, and the only one I've ever done is a New Dawn. Is there a new variety you would recommend to put on a trellis on the side of a building?
Well, so the New Dawn is one of the best out there to be doing that. I think there's like a Blaze as well. I'm trying to think what else we have for climbing roses. New Dawn is one of the best.
Yeah, I know.
Now, you're on the Cape, right?
Yeah.
I know down on the Cape we have a lot. I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, Mass., but the Mahoney's right. down there has a lot of great different roses out there. Mm-hmm. For climbing different varieties, the New Dawn has always been great. Blaze is another one, I believe. There's also like 4th of July, I think, is one.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there were,
I didn't know if there was a new variety that I haven't heard of that's been successful, so I was looking forward to maybe giving it a try.
Well, there's another one out there called Dublin Bay. It's kind of like a Don Juan variety. That might do some growing for you. Just to name a few, there's probably some others out there that I'm missing. Just trying to think off the top of my head here. Eden is another one that's like got a pink flower to it. That might work out for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll look them all up. Thank you so much. You're doing a great job. We miss your dad, but you're really doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate
all
that.
Right. All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.
Thanks. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Wiltproof is a product that's been together for over 60 years, almost 70 at this point. It's one of the first anti-transparents to be used out in the gardens to protect your rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels, even now your Christmas trees, wreaths, etc. It'll last up to 3 to 4 months, longer than any of the brands out there. It comes in 4 sizes, ready-to-use quart trigger spray, 1 quart concentrate, 1 gallon concentrate, and 5 gallon concentrate. Great products. A lot of them you'd be mixing with water that have that. There's that one with that trigger spray with that green bottle. You'll never miss it. You can go to their website at wiltproof.com, or you can give them a call if you have some questions at 800-972-0726 or 860-767-7033. Our phone number here in the Paul Byron Garden Club is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be answering a few more calls for the rest of the show here. We've got about a half hour left. But we'll be back next week. Don't fret. We're back here every Sunday. Do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to call us. Go to our website if you have any more info. PaulParent.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and around 70 other leaders attending an armistice ceremony at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, France. As during that ceremony, the French President Emmanuel Macron gave a short speech, remembering that 100 years ago today,
the bugles sounded and the bells pealed. Armistice was being announced.
It was a 4-year war that killed over 8.5 million troops, including over 116,000 Americans, largely why today is annually Veterans Day in the United States. California wildfires killing at least 25 people now, 23 from the Camp Fire in Northern California alone, and 110 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So we've got about 26 and a half minutes left to go in the show. Do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call. If you have looking for some information during the week, you can go to our website. Take a look at some of the old newsletters. They're all timely. They all have about, something that's going on at this time of year. There'll be information to talk about it. So definitely take a look at those. I try to look at them as much as possible. We are continuing to do our newsletter. At this point, my mom has been taking some of the oldest ones that we have and reusing them for information to get out to you guys. So you have something to look at. But we're trying to figure a lot of things out for going forward and see how we're going to do that. So we'll keep you guys posted, but take a look at it. Go to paulparent.com, and on the bottom you can send us an email to say you want to sign up for the newsletter, and we'll get that taken care of. We were having some technical difficulties before. I was trying to get onto it, our website, but I had some issues. So now my mom's taking everything over. I'm getting them right to her. So some of you who have been asking, you should be getting them on right very soon. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On this Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour, it's when we celebrate Armistice Day, which is now turned into Veterans Day. The end of World War I. The bells were ringing at the end of it, and well, they hadn't rang for 4 years. And I believe today at 11 o'clock they will be ringing across the country. I know I want to say my thank yous to all the veterans who have worked out there and done and basically risked their lives for our safety. That's everything that we can ask for, you guys have given. So thank you to those in our past and our present. So we appreciate everything you do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I wanted to also, I touched base on this earlier. The company I work for, Mahoney's Garden Center, They have seven locations in Massachusetts. They do a great program where they do Trees for Troops, where they send trees to families who are living on bases who just can't get a tree each year. Our goal is to get 2,400 trees for the troops. So it's a pretty cool tradition that they've been doing. I want to say this is either the 11th or 12th year they've been doing it. It's really cool. It's a $30 donation that purchases the tree, goes right to a soldier's home. You can do it at the store, or you can call on the phone. If you wanted to give them a call, you could call 781-729-5900. Again, 781-729-5900 to donate for a tree for troop. I know they are great quality because we do, the Mahoneys own a tree farm in Nova Scotia. One of my bosses is up there right now. I was speaking with him last week, and he's having a good time up there getting things ready for Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. We're almost like 40-something days, I want to say, maybe 50-something days. We're getting real close. So you start to notice and get everything out there. You know, I would suggest maybe trying to get the Christmas lights on everything now. Don't turn them on till after Thanksgiving. But maybe get them out there now where it's a little warmer than, let's say, December. So get that type of thing started today. And you can put those on the trees and shrubs. And just make sure you try to take them off afterwards so that they're not just sitting on there. I know a lot of times some people will leave some strings of lights on and around a trunk. And sometimes that tree, if you leave it on there for so many years, will just cover it and grow around it. So that's one of the things that I, you know, suggest. Make sure you just do take them down afterwards. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Next couple weeks, we'll be getting some more information from all of our great sponsors. Next week, Victoria from Natural Alternatives will be here. We're going to be talking a little bit more about ice melt. It is time to be getting some of that ice melt. Get it ready. I briefly mentioned before one of the breaks, today might be a good day to get into the shed or check out the snowblower and see if you can get it started. Make sure it starts. Get ready. The neighbors might think you're a little crazy or just kind of wonder, all right, did they hear a different forecast than I did? But it's something you should be checking on because snow's right around the corner. It could be happening any time in the next month. But you should be ready. And a lot of places are doing those tune-ups now. And if you can get it done now instead of having to use that shovel later, you know, you'll be thanking me. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa in Hyannis.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm calling with questions about fruit trees.
Okay.
The peach tree in particular. I also have a pear tree that was full of pears last year and not many this year, and I think that it may be due to winter moth. 2 years ago I had it sprayed for what I thought was winter moth, and the next year it was full of pears, and then this year just one or two. And the peach tree, I think, has a fungus, so... I'm not quite sure, though, because one of the branches got broken during a storm, and it was a young tree, probably only 5 or 6 years old. And in the fifth year, it was full of peaches, and this year, not so much, and what did come onto the tree fell off, didn't mature. And there's some kind of a fungus on the branches, and I don't have one of the branches in front of me, but it was kind of like a green and a black, like, growth around the branch. Not the whole branch, but just certain parts of the branch.
Okay, so it's definitely sounds like a fungus around there. Did you spray anything for the fungus itself, or did you just...
No, that's what I'm looking to do, and I know there's different times that you spray. Some you spray in the fall, and some you spray in the spring for particular, you know, problems, and I get them confused.
Yeah, so, I mean, at this time of the season, there's not much you can really do for that disease. The cold weather we're having is starting to really affect it. So, you know, if it's, sometimes it's on the leaves, sometimes it's on the branches. Depending upon how thick it is on the branch, if it's like oozing out or that type of thing, you might have to just prune it out.
I've done that, but because it's a young tree, I don't have much more to take off without cutting it right at the trunk.
Gotcha. So what I'd like to see you do in the spring is use a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide would be good to be spraying on there in those areas. And any of the leaves, once the leaves start coming out. There's also Bayer Advanced. It's now called Bio Advantage. Bio Advanced, excuse me. Use a fruit, citrus, and vegetable insect control. It's a formulation that you can spray onto the plant.
Yep.
To help it.
And that's in the spring also.
Yeah, so you want to take care of insects and the disease, because what sometimes happens is when there's a disease in there, the insects will start to crawl into it as well, because it's already weak.
I couldn't quite pinpoint what the problem was. It was actually a black bear that broke the branch.
Oh.
So I didn't know if the disease came from the broken branch, or if it was the fungus, or if the fungus came after the branch was broken.
So usually once something breaks, and if it's not a clean break, it does promote something like that happening, like a fungus or something along those lines. So that could be what happened. If you were to go prune it, normally it would have a nice flat cut. If it's going to break,
right,
especially a bear, they're not going to come through there and just nicely cut it. They're going
to
be.
He was in the tree, just helping himself to the peaches. So it was a small tree, but he was bigger than the tree.
You said you're in Hyannis, right?
Yeah, but I have the peach trees in New Hampshire, where my primary residence is. The bear tree is in is on Cape Cod.
Okay.
So
I was going to say
problems at different times of the years because I'm in different zones.
Yep. So the pear tree being on the Cape, I know we didn't get as much rain on the Cape as we did in other areas. So the pear tree might not have as much growth because of that. It also could be the winter moth caterpillar that has affected it. Long term, if it's been hit multiple times, it affects it and it'll slowly slow it down.
Yeah, the pear tree is a very mature tree. It's about, I'd say, 50 feet tall. It's in between two houses, and it's probably winter moth. I haven't seen any fungus on that tree, but there was a huge difference in the past 3 years between the amount it produced and the amount it didn't produce. But there have been pears there all along.
What I'd see if you could do is, if you have somebody spray it in the spring, see if they can do any sort of, root injection for fertilizer or something along those lines. I know it's a huge tree, so it's going to take a little bit. But what happens is, just like you or I, when we get sick, to heal, we have like chicken soup and nice like fruit and more and liquid, etc. So that's going to help the plant by doing something.
Yeah.
They might not be able to really give it a root injection with fertilizer being such a big tree. But the other thing you could do is, right now, you could actually soak the tree by putting, a hose on it with a trickle, allowing the water to really absorb in there. Maybe leave it on for about 45 minutes to an hour and give it a nice soaking before winter to give it something back.
It's not too cold to do that now, that it would freeze the roots?
Once the ground freezes, you stop, but at this point you could still do it. The ground hasn't frozen on the Cape. It's a little bit warmer than your New Hampshire residents.
I'm New Hampshire. I'm talking Canadian zone.
So it's probably already frozen. They probably got a foot of snow and everything up there.
We do, yeah.
you got the poor man's fertilizer, as my father has always said about the peaches up there.
I got plenty of that.
So, you know, that would work on there. But I'd definitely wait till the spring for that peach tree to use the copper fungicide. You could also use a Funganil or an Infuse from Bonide. Those would all be great products to be spraying for fungus.
And those are all copper-based.
Well, there's one that's copper-based. The other one is synthetic chemicals. You can use them on fruit trees early in the season. They'll even say right on the bottle itself, how many days prior to harvest you can use it.
That's what my concern is with synthetics. I'd prefer to use organic whenever possible.
You could also use the fruit tree spray. That is another synthetic, but they do have a newer one from Bonide that's just like it. I want to call it like fruit, citrus, and vegetable type spray. It's like a 3-in-1 that you could be using. That's considered organic. Definitely use those in the spring. But, you know, as you're being up Go ahead.
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. There's a delay on the cell phone. But back to the pear tree and the winter moth, that's probably what the guy sprayed in the spring for winter moth or in the fall?
Spring. Very early spring when it's starting to show its buds. They'll be spraying it then. So really get, you know, maybe call now to get on the list for next spring.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you as well. Take care.
Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another couple minutes here, trying to enjoy the rest of the show today. Give you all the help we can. If you can't get a hold of us today, we'll be here next week. So don't fret. We'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call then. As I've said a few times today, happy Veterans Day to all those who have served and done everything for us. They've really given their lives to us. Many have given their lives completely, and we owe everything to them here in the United States. It's we thank them. We can't say thank you enough. One day isn't enough. It should be all the time, and they've done a lot for us. So veterans, we thank you. We've just got a couple minutes left, so we'll touch on a couple things best we can here. But get out there today. It's probably one of the last weekends you're really going to be able to get out there and finish up the garden. We've talked about it a few times. The leaves are just about all of them have fallen down. If you wanted to, cut them up with the mower and get them, either bagged or back onto the lawn and use those in multiple areas. You can use them in your compost pile. You can use them to cover your hydrangeas, your roses, anything, any of your perennials that are in garden beds that you're worried about. Putting those right on top of there is really going to just help promote like a composting. It's going to help get that area clean, get it ready for spring. It's also going to invite earthworms into that area to help compost it. Earthworms are great for the soil. They create their worm castings, and it's a little bit of fertilizer that way. They're really helping break down the areas for you. So you could be doing that. I know I've cleaned up a couple times. I cleaned up Friday afternoon, and by Saturday afternoon, it looked like nothing was done. The amount of rain we had, etc. Going to get a little bit of rain this week, but it's going to be a lot of cold temperatures. So if you haven't gotten any of those, you know, plants in, get those in before the week. It's going to be really cold. We're talking 20s some of the nights. I want to say Wednesday we're going to have a 20 degree night. Yeah, Wednesday night it's going to be cold. We got 30 degree weather most of the week, 40s. It's starting to be winter, the end of fall. We're not getting any of those warm weather anymore. So, some pretty cool stuff. One last thing I can leave you guys with. The Garden Center I work at, Mahoney's Garden Center, is a really cool program that benefits veterans and benefits our soldiers that are actually serving today. It's called Trees for Troops. You can purchase a tree for $30, and we'll send it to a family that needs a Christmas tree, needs a little bit of cheering up for the type of year. If you want to give us a call, you can call Mahoney's right now at 781-529-5900. I'm getting the number wrong today. 781-729-5900. Again, 781-729-5900. It's so many different zip codes in the state of Massachusetts. I'm trying to think of my own here, and it's just not coming through. So it's a great program to be involved in. I love talking about it and love doing it. I wish we could do more, but you can either purchase those at our store or on the phone, like I said, with that phone number. Like I said, 781-729-5900, and just ask for the Trees for Troops if you want to make a donation. Be a great way to remember Veterans Day today, the 100-year anniversary of World War One ending. And it's the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th month, and the bells will be tolling out there at 11 in your area. So, you know, thank you to everybody who has served, past, present. We would be nothing without you. So thank you so much. I'll be back next week to give you as much gardening information as possible and do everything I can to help you out. We're starting to get really cold temperatures, like I said, so we're starting to go indoors with some of the growing. So, you know, I can answer some of those questions as well. It's not just outdoors. But save this number for next week, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Also, go to fiddleheadflorist.com to get some wreath information. My brother will be making them for you. Does a great job. So, you know, get there if you want. Other than that, be good to each other. Get outside and plant something. And have a great rest of your week.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.